Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Montana Supreme Court extends water rights to wildlife. The Montana Supreme Court has overturned a 1988 decision allowing the Water Court to deny requests to divert water for fish, wildlife, and recreation purposes. The 5-2 decision released recently could have far-reaching effects on water rights across Montana. The High Court ruled that fish, wildlife, and recreation are beneficial uses of water under Montana law. A water right allows a certain amount of water to be diverted or withdrawn from a source for a specific use. Water law historically leaned toward protecting mining and agricultural interests. This is probably one of the most significant decisions on water in the last 10 or 12 years, Chief Water Judge Bruce Lobel said. The High Court also instructed the State Water Court to review, identify, and hold hearings on all pre-1973 recreation fish and wildlife claims to determine their validity, about 1,700 cases, the Water Court estimates. And this story from the Great Falls Tribune, reported by the State Environmental Resource Center, Wildlines Report. Can't see the forest for the trees? Well, maybe it's because the trees were cut down. Washington residents urge suit over lost trees. Dissatisfied with the slow legal progress, Mount Baker residents are urging Seattle's mayor and the King County prosecutor to sue and take criminal action against whoever ordered about $500,000 worth of trees chopped down in South Seattle's Coleman Park in July. Suspicion has fallen on retired federal judge Jerome Ferris, whose home rests on a hillside next to the park, and whose landscapers are suspected of cutting the trees. Ferris has not been charged, but prosecutors are investigating the case, said Don Donahoe, spokesperson for the prosecutor's office. Donahoe added that the office is also waiting to meet with Ferris's attorney before deciding whether to charge him. City attorneys are also preparing a lawsuit on behalf of the City Parks and Recreation Department. Some residents, though, say they are afraid this incident may go unpunished if litigation is delayed long enough or if the matter is settled out of court. I think that would be sending a wrong message to people if they can go ahead because you probably won't get caught or the punishment won't be as bad, Paul West said last night. That concern is also the fear of parks officials. It's like saying that if a tree falls in a forest, said parks spokeswoman Dewey Potter, we have no way of knowing if no one sees or hears it. Many illegal cuts are discovered months after they are done, if discovered at all. They are rarely witnesses and leads are cold. The big issue for us is catching people, and then it comes down to scope and our ability to investigate it, said Seattle Forester Mark Mead in an early interview. Coleman was pretty difficult to ignore. Landscapers cut a swath of 120 plants, including 108 trees, on the forest slope. Trunks and branches of maple and cherry were left next to their stumps. Even if there had been a permit for the cutting, the job was done so horribly that the only expected result was death of the trees, Mead said. Parks workers were disturbed of the largest malicious cutting in the city's history. They were also upset because people are rarely caught for such crimes. This time, though, the cutting was beneficial for one purpose and one purpose only— the waterfront view for one large house that sat above the park. Last night, Mead told residents that the park would try and get restitution for the cutting and put the money toward a forest plan for Coleman Park that was promised to the community in 1994. Mead is the city's only paid custodian for 6,000 acres of parks. He has three maintenance crews that divide their time among the parks. And this story was written by Candace Heckman of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on. We'll